WJTL Dave Barnes in Bethlehem. Good morning to you and happy Tuesday. It's 7:19.
For today's forecast, clouds and rain, high 48. This evening, clouds and a few showers with a low of 45. For tomorrow, morning rain, cloudy, high of 60. Currently 37 degrees in Mannheim and a little bit rainy out there.
Yeah, our friend Jen Knepper is here when she's not nursing or working on her TED Talk or raising her three boys. She is here with us talking about Gifts That Give Hope. Good morning again, Jen.
Good morning, Fred.
Always love having you here.
Thanks for having us.
Gifts That Give Hope coming up this Sunday.
Yes.
Tell us all about it.
Sunday, December 11th from 10 to 3 at the Farm and Home Center. It's our 15th year. So if you're looking for a great place to shop for gifts that give back to the community, it's a great place to come check out.
Yeah, it's an opportunity because you have a lot of nonprofits there. Tell us about some of them.
Some of them, I was just saying about the Ukraine
Love
fund.
That you're having them there.
So
yeah, tell us about them.
Yes, they're part of the Bethany Slavic Church there in Ephrata. And so there would be great to check in and even just to learn more about what's going on because it's been... You know, not as much in the news anymore, so it'd be a great way to learn more about their work.
And a chance to help
right.
what they're doing. How about
exactly.
some of your other nonprofits?
We have Rafiki.
Africa's oh, love them,
back.
Yep.
Yes, we have Music for Everyone, which is
love
always
too.
A
yep.
big favorite. Milagro House, Mental Health America, Meals on Wheels. So there's Life Cycles.
We love Life Cycles.
So there's really, you know, something for everybody yeah. on your list, whether... You're shopping for your parents or your teacher, whoever it may be, you can find
right.
something.
And then you also have like a market there for
right.
other stuff.
Right.
You could buy for yourself even.
You could, yes. Because yeah. our whole big thing is emphasizing that we have to make it easy to make the right choices. So when you put it all in one building,
place. Yep.
you know, you can purchase things that you have a good conscience about, you know, yeah. purchasing gifts that make a difference.
Yeah, Gifts That Give Hope is this Sunday at the Farm and Home Center over off of Mannheim Pike behind Old Navy, mm-hmm. and it's from 10 until 3. You're going to have food trucks?
Yes, so come hungry. We have Character Coffee Cart. We have Walko Taco. Stroopies are there. So a variety of different food vendors.
Did you ever think when you thought of this idea that 15 years later you'd still be doing this?
No, I never, I don't know. I just tend to be, you know, when you had assignments where you had to like do your 5-year or 10-year plan,
right,
I always
right.
like, I don't want to do that. I just feel like, you know, God kind of puts things in your path of how you move forward and you just kind of roll with it.
Yeah. Love it. If folks want more information, where can they visit?
Look for us on Facebook and Instagram, and then all of our links will be there for shopping, and you could do online shopping or to find out more information.
Very cool. Do you have any like new organizations there this year that you're super excited about other than the Ukrainian Slavic Church?
The Ukraine, there's one out of Harrisburg actually that was started by a nurse. It's called the Period Project. So a nurse that I work with at Hershey.
Oh, that's cool.
Because the idea of period... poverty, where, you know, and because you think about this in a third world country that like girls can't attend school if they don't have hygiene products, but it happens here right in our
yeah.
own backyard. So,
yeah.
so some of the barriers that we can help overcome so that people can stay in school and, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I like that it was started by a nurse, of course. So,
well, sure.
Yeah.
Lots of different organizations, lots of different opportunities. Gifts That Give Hope is this Sunday. It's from 10 till 3 at the Farm and Home Center. Get info at their Facebook page or Instagram. Just type in Gifts That Give Hope.
Right,
right Jen?
Yes. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Best to you. I hope your event
yes.
goes well.
Thank you so much.
We always love having you here.
Yes. Thanks for supporting us over all these years.
Oh, yeah. We love it. Back to the music with Hope Darst. This is If the Lord Builds the House on WJTL. Good morning.